This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A 47-year-old man from Florida is awaiting trial after an alleged $2 million toy shoplifting spree stretching as far north as Bangor, Maine. The man seems to have had a thing for Toys R Us, starting with what authorities say is a $900 theft of Lego. Who doesn't love the little plastic bricks? But what do we really know about the Danish company that makes the stuff? Wharton business professor David Robertson has just published a book entitled Brick by Brick, How Lego Rewrote the Rules of Innovation and Conquered the Global Toy Industry. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So Lego's such a part of so many of our lives. I have a bathtub-sized storage container of the stuff in my attic. Of the company, though, people know like one thing. They think it's somewhere in Scandinavia. They might know it's Danish. Why the mystery?
Well, I think part of it is that it's family held and it's out in the middle of nowhere Denmark. There's 3 hours of nothing in every direction from the headquarters of Lego. And I was struck, too, by as I learned the story of Lego and I saw this incredibly innovative company, you know, where it is now, that of all the lists of the most innovative companies in the world, Lego wasn't on any of them.
It's a fascinating story. And in the late 90s, some things start to unravel at this company. There's a really depressing line in your book. You remark that in the late 90s, there's data that middle-class kids have grown, quote, remarkably time-compressed and programmed, leaving far fewer hours for the Lego style of open-ended, self-guided play. So Lego runs into this, and what happens?
Well, first they went through this stagnant period, and they brought in a turnaround expert. And he realized that the company had become kind of insular. And so they went out and they found that kids were getting older, younger, right? They're moving away from all the traditional toys, not just Lego, but Barbie and Hot Wheels and the others. And they're moving toward the video games, the PlayStation and the Nintendo. And at the same time, they found that all the other toys had moved their production to China, whereas Lego was continued to make it in Denmark, and the Danish kroner had gotten stronger against the dollar. So while other toys were getting cheaper, Lego was getting more expensive.
So turnaround expert comes in. He's the guy who ran the famous Danish audio company Bang & Olufsen at one point. And he does what looks to me, this is not my expertise, but he looks like he does all the right things.
He does. And the problem was not that they didn't work. Lego innovated like crazy for the next couple of years. The problem was that the products weren't necessarily very Lego-y. There's a whole line of toys called Jack Stone where you could snap them together in a couple minutes. And parents were really disappointed when the kids snapped together the Jack Stone in 10 minutes and then were off and running around the house again. And so there's lots of innovation, but there wasn't a lot of profitability.
So a lot of companies, after a huge process of bringing in the experts and trying to pursue what looked like a rational turnaround strategy, if you're looking again at failure, might have given up. But they didn't. They plugged away at it.
Yeah, what they did is they came back to the brick. They started developing those police stations and fire trucks. The CEO says, we went out and we talked to our customers and we asked them what the brand meant to them. And they told us very clearly that it is about the construction experience. And so by putting that structure around it, they've been able to come back and make the business work again.
How are they doing today?
Unbelievably well. For the last 5 years, they've been growing sales at 24% per year and profits at 40% per year, every year for the last 5 years.
David Robertson is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School and author of Brick by Brick, How Lego Rewrote the Rules of Innovation and Conquered the Global Toy Industry. Professor Robertson, thank you.
Thanks very much.
You know, I have to ask, what's the coolest thing you ever made out of Lego? Don't say Star Wars. Maybe something you designed yourself. Facebook APM Marketplace in New York. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.